The two top honors in children's literature were announced this morning. The Caldecott Medal for Best Picture Book was awarded to Kitten's First Full Moon by Kevin Henkes. And the Newbery Medal for the Most Distinguished Book for Older Children went to Kira Kira by Cynthia Kadohata. The annual Newbery Award has inspired some libraries and schools across the country to hold mock awards. Paulette Goodman is a librarian at Kennedy Junior High in Lisle, Illinois. Sixth graders there have been reading from a list of 25 books, a list put together by school librarians and the local Anderson's Bookshop. Paulette Goodman was joined in the school library by two students who told us about their personal Newbery picks. But first, she told us this.
Even good literature has varying degrees of excellence. They're all good books, but they have to define where it is that the best book is. And they go through a whole process using a variety of guidelines. And so they have to decide which has most of the qualities that they feel should be a Newbery winner.
Now might be a good time to turn to the kids, your young readers there.
Oh, that's fine. I'm going to start off with Vicky.
And, hey, this would be Vicky Way.
Vicky Way.
Hello.
Hi, Vicky. How are you?
I'm great.
Can I ask you how old you are?
I am 12 years old.
Okay, so 12 years old. What book have you chosen?
I chose The House of Taylors by Patricia O'Reilly Giff. The plot is based off a girl who is 13 years old named Dinah. She is immigrating to America because she was accused of being a spy. Because at the time they were at war.
And from what country?
With German against the French, and Dinah's German.
Now this is 1871. Did that appeal to you, that it was a whole other time?
It makes you feel like you're inside the story and seeing the characters doing it right before your eyes. And she's trying to learn English, so there's bits and pieces of English words pronounced in a German accent, so it kind of makes you feel like you are German. And then there was so many different things mixed inside this one story. They had to fight epidemics, and there was a big fire, and how to deal with family problems. I could really relate to that.
Would you be disappointed if your book doesn't win the real award, the real Newbery competition?
Actually, I would be, but it really depends on the writing of the book, because they're all great books and they're all written wonderfully. So,
Vicky Way, thank you.
Okay, then.
Now, Ike Swedlitz,
yes.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay, great. And you picked
Sea of Trolls by Nancy Farmer.
Tell us what it's about.
Well, Jack, his mother, father, and his sister Lucy live on the coast of Great Britain. Then, pretty early in the book, some Vikings come to raid their village. And Jack and Lucy are taken captive, and then Olaf takes them across the sea to his home, and they attend a banquet at Queen Frith's palace. And at the banquet, she demands that Jack sing a song about her to her.
Why don't you read us just a passage, so we get a sense of it.
Okay, her hair, he could sing about that. It indeed was worth praising, a red-gold river fanning out around her like a cloak fashioned by elves. It flowed down to the floor, fell like sunlight from her white brow. Even Freya's cats were no fairer.
What exactly was it, when you sort of analyzed it, that really grabbed you?
Well, there was a lot of very creative description. Also, it wasn't just like paragraphs and paragraphs of description. It also had a lot of... It was a good mix of action, description, and humor.
Ike Swetlitz, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Would you please put Paulette Goodman back on the phone, your librarian?
I'm back.
How would you describe this crop of children's books?
I would say that they were superior to some of the ones I've seen in the past. Our particular audience here, and I think an audience in general, is definitely into fantasy. I'd imagine, because the world is so rough out there, that escape into a different kind of world is probably what they're seeking.
Is there a gap between an adult's perception of a great children's book and a kid's own view?
Now, that's an interesting question. I've often thought about that one. Sometimes we are somewhat skewed because of our experiences into thinking certain ways, and they come with a kind of purity of look. And that's why this particular age group is so wonderful to have looking at these books, because they're old enough to actually understand, and yet There's enough child left in them to take a different quality. And this is a very precarious age. Junior high is probably the last time they will have the kind of freedom to read, because once you hit high school, the lists of books that they must read are endless, and we kind of lose them for a while. Hopefully, grabbing them here will keep them as adult readers once they get into college and above.
Paulette Goodman, thanks very much.
You're welcome, and I really appreciate your having this session with us.
Librarian Paulette Goodman of Kennedy Junior High in Lisle, Illinois. A list of her school's favorite children's books is at npr.org.